During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
You are listening live to the program. Your teams, your town, your program.
And hail to the victor. Jack Nicklaus wins his fifth Masters Green Coat.
Masters champion of 1977, Tom Watson, the pride of Missouri, Colorado, and Stanford.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
How's that look?
Events. Nick Faldo repeats his Masters finalist.
There it is. A win for the ages. There it is. As grand as it gets.
What a way to cap it off.
The Tiger has his slam. Is it his time?
Yes!
That's a win for the family. This is the minute that millions around the world have waited for. Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it. The return to glory. Rom wins the Masters Marathon.
And now, a man who would gladly wear the green jacket, but only if it came in black, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we are live for the biggest Masters party you're going to find this side of Augusta, Georgia. It's here at Nick and Jake's. We're at 135th and Metcalf, basically the northeast corner, right out in front of the hen house.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in this neck of the woods many, many times.
Many.
We have been at these tables. Many, many times. We have a spectacular view of everything going on, the Masters, baseball, everything you could want right here. But the star of the show at Nick and Jake's, nobody does the Masters like Nick and Jake's. And, of course, celebrating it all day long and all tournament long, your headquarters for watching the championship golf right here at Nick and Jake's. Today we've got, of course, the great special. You could get freebies, Curtis. Are we
freebies.
Eligible?
I don't think so.
Every eagle made on holes 13 and 15 from now until 5 o'clock tonight, everyone in the bar gets a $10 Nick and Jake's gift card. Everybody, you just got to be here.
And you'll know, even listening, when
yes.
One happens because the entire place erupts.
It's not a Tiger Woods eagle. It's anybody eagles.
Yes, any eagle.
Right? So looking forward to that. Over 20 years, Nick and Jake's Masters Party has been serving up all the same sandwiches at the same prices as they serve them for in Augusta, wrapped in the same green cellophane. If you want to feel like you're at the Masters, this is the spot. You come on down here, get you a pimento cheese sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis has had four. They're tasty.
Just since the show began.
Yeah, they're good. It's good every day of the tournament from 2 to 5. You can take advantage of the traditional Masters fare at traditional Masters prices, like the Masters Club for $3, the ham and cheese, $2, pimento cheese, $1.50, egg salad, $1.50. All sandwiches come with a small side of the homemade potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come down and enjoy that. Also, three Masters-inspired cocktails for you, Curtis.
Mm.
I know how you like to load up and get drunk at work.
Yep.
Now is your time, right? The Tito Vodka's got you covered. They're featuring a wonderful Missouri Peach Old Fashioned, right? You can check that out using a Ben Holiday Soft Red Wheat Bourbon from Holiday Distillery located in Western Missouri. Also, beer specials, Yingling, 450 bottles, $6 20-ounce drafts, $18 64-ounce pitchers.
Wow.
And we would encourage you. They allow Curtis to drink straight from the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
We'd encourage you to get a glass.
I would, yes.
Yeah, but K-Dog is a big man with big, meaty fingers that can handle handle a pitcher as a mug, and so he does it. Along with the beer specials, they've also got a chance for you to win a Yuengling Flight Wilson golf bag. Come on in, enter to win right here. You got to be here to enter. They got a QR code right where the bag is. It's right in front of us. You can find the two good-looking chubby guys that are sitting up at the top of the bar.
Ruggedly handsome.
Ruggedly handsome. We've put some balloons up to help you see the beautiful golf bag. You can win that. Just scan the QR code and get entered there. Take advantage of some of the traditional Masters cocktails, like I said, from Tito's. You got the Grapefruit Mule. You're a big mule drinker.
I love the mules.
You love a mule. Simple syrup, ginger beer, fresh squeezed grapefruit juice, lime wedge, and the Tito's vodka for $8. The Ike's Transfusion. That's the Tito's ginger ale, grape juice, lime juice.
Sounds good.
The back nine, Tito's vodka, tropical Red Bull, and a grapefruit wedge. And the Missouri Peach Old Fashioned. I mentioned the holiday soft red wheat, bourbon, peach, simple syrup, peach bitters. And, of course, they got specials going on the beer as well. And the John Daly Jello Shots are $2. You set a record last year, Curtis.
I did.
How many of those Jello Shots do you have? Was it 36?
38.
It was insane.
It was. It was. Usually, as you and Adam and most of our listeners know, I'm generally hammered by the time we take the air.
Right, right.
I intentionally laid off just so I could light it up here today. The 5 o'clock hour is in question.
There is no, people will accuse you of not drinking, and that is not the case.
No.
You will have a beverage. You're just a responsible drinker.
Yes.
I've never seen you drunk.
No. One time.
When?
Way back. We went to St. Louis back in 06.
Oh, you were, and that's we were right, you threw little, up in the elevator.
And then we were at that little bar that had the little courtyard in the back. We
right.
We kind of took a bot, and Doug Stewart kept going, hey, I think you need another beer. I think you need another beer.
So
we
little,
all rode back, and I was like, oh, okay, this is a new
it
feeling.
It would take Andre the Giant levels of booze to get Curtis drunk.
Amazingly, it does. It didn't back then.
There's not a lot of tolerance built up. Curtis is the most responsible drinker ever. He literally sociably drinks.
Yeah.
And, and that is right. I did forget about that trip. And I also forgot it was my friend Rob who threw up on the elevator at the hotel.
I remember that.
Literally, I looked at him, I'm like, you look ridiculous. Somebody got off the elevator, and it was just me and him, and then he spewed on the floor of the elevator. He was holding puke in his mouth, waiting for others to get off, and then he puked on the elevator.
This was after White Castle.
Well, White Castle was hours before.
Yeah, hours before.
This was in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, this was in the morning.
Fun time.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. We're not recommending.
The Royals weren't fun back then, so we had to find other ways to get things done.
We're not recommending you you do that. So we will keep you up to date. Right now, the leaderboard is as such. A lot of people are always worried about Tiger Woods. He hasn't teed off yet.
Right.
He's still yet to go. What time does he go? I was just looking at that. Damn it.
Can you do the leaders, and I'll do all
five. Okay, you find that. Ryan Fox, household name, 5 under.
Pretty good odds if you...
Through 11.
It's early.
Bryson DeChambeau and his protein powder, 3 under. Byung-Hyun An, 3 under. Corey Connors, 2 under. Then a whole host of golfers are at 1 under right now. But Ryan Fox, out through 11, already 5 under. And, last night, they were worried that this tournament wasn't even going to start. Right, that the rain was going to come through and they were going to have, probably we might have a whole rain day. I was like, this cannot happen. Well, we've got, golf everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Golf and baseball everywhere.
Tigers set to tee off at 2:54 Central.
2:54 Central. Tiger Woods, only 88 players in the field. Pretty small field. So, and, of course, we have the return of the LIV golfers. By the way, we'll talk. Let's set the lineup. Darren Revelle will be with us talking sports memorabilia, talking sports business. He's going to join us a little bit later on this hour. Bob Herrig will be with us talking Tiger Woods. He's got a new book out called Drive about Tiger Woods. We'll get into that. Of course, SI and ESPN writer Bob Herrig. David Faraday, one of the most colorful. He's making his way from Augusta out. He did a big show last night down in Augusta, and we're going to try to catch him while he's traveling and bring him in and talk to him, get his thoughts. Of course, now color analyst for LIV Golf, get his thoughts on, I heard about a merger. I've yet to see it. We'll see if David Flaherty's got it figured out. I will ask him about that. Mark Boerichter in the 4 o'clock hour talking some NFL draft. In the 5 o'clock hour, Jeff Passan, our Major League Baseball insider, will be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about it. We may need to just fess up. Jeff's on tape.
Okay. Yeah.
You're gonna note a distinctively different background sound. So, Adam, I'll alert you. You've got to do some editing because we're not going to use the open. We like to lie to you as listeners,
yes,
and act like everything's live. But sometimes people's schedules, we have to tape. If it doesn't matter, we don't tell you. But based on 9-0 start,
yeah,
in the ball game, we got to kind of fess up because that would have been mentionable.
Yes.
One way or another, however that thing ends, and we don't mention it.
Yeah.
See, what the power. Hell?
Going to be holy cow or what the heck?
Yeah. So just know that. I talked to Jeff Passage actually just a little bit ago. So we'll break down the baseball. All of it, though, good content and all of it great here at Nick and Jake's. We hope you come on out. If you can hear it, it's always a big party here at Nick and Jake's. And nobody does it better than the Nick and Jake's folks. So come on out, set up shop. You got golf everywhere, baseball everywhere. It is your headquarters. Who do you like to win it, Curtis? You guys laughed at me, but I said, watch this Ryan Fox. I've never heard of him, but I just got a feeling, and you guys laughed at me. I'm not sure why.
Yes, I did, because you didn't know who he was before 5 minutes ago. So
I still don't.
Yeah.
View profile.
Nice odds, but plus 3,300.
He's a Kiwi from Auckland. I love him. 37, turned pro in 2011. Said college, don't need it, not going to do it. 8 international wins. He's made 26 of 41 cuts, Curtis. Don't tell me I don't know my man. He's won almost $1.8 million.
Well, I'll tell you, my actual pick is, I think it's Roy's going to get it done.
Rory?
Yes.
Did you call him Roy?
Rory. Rory McIlroy. I think Rory gets it done.
Rory, your boat?
I do. Gently okay. Down the fairway. And my long shot, the guy I like some odds on, is Sergio.
Okay. All right. I think Brooks.
One year before, he's coming off a nice performance. Nice, plus 8,000, I think it was, to start. I like Sergio.
I think Brooks Koepka is always a good bet where length could be part of the equation. So I he's a guy that I would keep my eye. I mean, Scottie Scheffler is a huge favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, a huge favorite.
Yep.
And so, you know, like the kind that you don't usually see.
Mm-mm.
You know, so yeah, I'm quite convinced that I don't know. It's not going to be Scheffler. If everybody's on Scheffler, don't you think that's not where it's going?
Probably so. Yeah. Plus, there's no not much value on it if you're going to make a predict. Why pick the guy everyone favors? Well, we all picked UConn, but they're basically the Scheffler.
I did not. I picked
you
Purdue.
Picked Purdue to beat. You had him in the final.
I picked Purdue before the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Purdue like a giant ass. I picked Purdue before the game, final game, and I look like a fool.
Yeah. Well, the NCAA tournament's weird because we all take circuitous routes and had various results from all the rounds, but yet there was more than half the country sitting there on Monday night with UConn and Purdue.
Yeah.
I'm like, what was this all about anyway? We're all in the same spot.
By the way, Scottie Scheffler right now plus 280, John Rahm plus 1,000, Bryson DeChambeau plus 1,000, Rory plus 1,800, Brooks Koepka plus 2,000. Adam, who you got?
I mean, Curtis kind of stole my
thunder.
Well, hold on. There might have just been a coffee spill in this studio. So,
all right.
How
never
about
mind?
Curtis stole my pick of Rory because you know just my heart wants Rory to win. In the meantime, I got to take care of something.
Okay. Hey Drake, guess what? Good news. Somebody might have just spilled their coffee in the control room. Nothing could go wrong there, right?
Because liquid and electric switches. Well, don't leave yet. He may have figured.
Who knows? I'm hoping it's not near. Drake is literally grabbing his sunglasses, and he's headed out the door.
No, he's coming back. Do we need him to return to?
Yeah, Adam. Do you need him? Yeah, maybe. So he's not responding. So,
Well, let's check our text. Are we still
on? Yeah, are we still on?
I think we are.
I don't know. Somebody shoot me at Soren Petro. Let me know if you hear us. Man down in the control room.
Hey,
shoot
sorry,
me a tweet.
Yes, you're still on.
Okay. Oh, we're still on.
We're still on. Paper towels. Shouldn't need Drake, but I'll keep you posted.
Says shouldn't need you, but he'll keep you posted. How that $7 coffee look splashing all over the place?
This wasn't that bad. I made it myself.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Spills the same.
Yeah.
No matter how much it costs, it all falls out of the cup the same yeah. direction.
You know, so good times, man.
Well, we
good
know
times.
This. One thing that our listeners know, this segment is definitely not on tape.
No, definitely not.
Who would have edited this part out?
Second year, we've got LIV golfers going against PGA golfers. Not as much buzz about it because it's not the first
yeah.
showdown. We've seen the other majors. Although a lot of them, those guys that aren't on the PGA are losing their qualifying. You're only qualified for X number of years, but the Masters invites who they want. And we've got LIV golfers out there. John Rahm, the defending champion,
mm-hmm.
after winning the tournament last year, left and went to LIV Golf. So, listen, it always looks spectacular. It's always, you know, a great event, kind of signaling the beginning of spring and summer for the sports calendar. And, somebody's in the drink.
Oh, that's what it was.
Remember, if you're here enjoying the tournament or watching some baseball, 13 or 15, if somebody gets an eagle, and they're very eagle-able holes, is that a fair way to say it?
I think that's how you would use
eagle-able. You're going to get a Nick and Jake's $10 gift card. Free.
Eagle-friendly.
I told Kevin, it should be like, hey, everybody go nuts, and then you get a Nick and Jake's, $10 Nick and Jake's gift card for $15. I said, I don't see how you're paying the bills the way you're doing it. But trust me, you do it my way, bottom line, it's going to look better. And he said, you rotten hell, fat man. I'm giving $10 to everybody in the joint every time somebody rolls in an eagle. So shut up. It's what we do here. It's how we make things happen. So I digress. I digress. A little basketball news we want to cover. Who's happier, Baylor fans or K-State fans, with the news that Scott Drew is not going to Kentucky? Which, of course, well, what do you mean, K-State fan? Because Baylor would open up,
mm-hmm.
and I believe Jerome Tang would be the number one target for Baylor. Who's happier, Baylor fans or K-State fans?
Baylor, but it's closer than people might
yeah.
think.
And by the way, that Kentucky job looks like one everybody wants, doesn't it?
Oh, boy.
Mentioned my buddy told me that Scott Drew was there yesterday, that Rick Pitino was there 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Do they end up hiring Rick Pitino at Kentucky?
It might. It's either one of those names or they're taking a shot at somebody.
I mean, that's what we're looking like now, because based upon what people have said, Scott Drew's out and... Bulls coach, former Gators coach.
Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan says he's happy with the Bulls. Why, I don't know.
Mostly
because he doesn't want to screw around with recruiting, I assume.
Chris Beard.
I mean, is that where you go next?
I think you have to.
I mean, they're going to have to. Or do you pay $18 million buyout to get Nate Oates from Alabama? And if you're Nate Oates, would you even take it? What would it take for you to turn your back on Alabama? I believe in the end, they're not going to have the money to buy out Nate Oates. No one's going to want to give that and then pay him $10 or $12
million. Yeah.
My buddy, who knows Dan Hurley, says Dan Hurley's not leaving UConn.
Right.
Says he's staying. Dan Hurley said it. Not that I've got a scoop here.
Yeah, right.
Dan Hurley
yeah.
said it in postgame. But I said, listen, if they throw a bunch of money, he said he's not leaving. And so we'll see. Maybe that'll change. I mean, a big check could move anybody. But they're going to end up with what is going to have to be considered a disappointment, right?
Yes, absolutely, particularly for that fan base.
I mean,
wake-up call.
Let's go down. Let's take Chris Beard and Jerome Tang out. Two names that we heard feature with Arkansas. Where would you turn next? Who has any sizzle? You go to Shaka Smart? I think Shaka Smart played the Texas game. He's not screwing around over there.
No.
Where do you go next?
Maybe we should take a break and come back and discuss. I think we're a little behind.
Oh, all right. I'll take a break. Well, somebody wasn't mopping coffee. We'll take a break. We're at Nick and Jake's. Great Masters Fair is here. It's available 2 to 5 every day of the tournament. They're selling the sandwiches that they sell at the Masters for the price. They sell them at the Masters. That means $1.52, $3. Come on out and enjoy. Plus, you can win a $10 gift card if somebody rolls in an eagle on 13 or 15. And we'll find out if Adam blows up the tower here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Program with Soren Petro.
I've had about enough of this crap. I'm leaving.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports.
Welcome back here to the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Come on out and see us. We're at Nick and Jake's here at 135th and Metcalf, basically the northeast corner of 135th and Metcalf, 6830 West 135th. If you want a GPS, you can take advantage of the three Masters-inspired cocktails with the Tito Vodka. They've also got featured on their drink menu a Missouri Peach Old Fashioned as well. You can come check that out. That one uses the Ben Holiday Soft Red Wheat Bourbon from Holiday Distillery, located right here in Weston, Missouri. Beer specials going on as well. $18 64-ounce pitchers. You can take advantage of that. You can even keep the cups. Along with the beer special, they've got the opportunity to enter to win a Yuengling Flight Wilson golf bag. You heard me right. You could win this beautiful golf bag. Come on in. Got to be here to enter. There'll be a QR code on the bag for you to scan. The giveaways will run all weekend, and the winner will be chosen on Monday. So take advantage of it. Come on in here to Nick and Jake's, and check it out. The Masters Party is always here at Nick and Jake's. All three locations have got you covered here at 135th and Metcalf, Shawnee on Midland Drive, and, of course, the one in Parkville as well. It's Nick and Jake's Masters Party. Let's talk a little bit about the collectibles business, the business of sports. That's what Darren Revelle specializes in, sports business reporter and founder of Collect.com, C-O-L-C-T.com. Darren, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Soren. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. First of all, tell me about your new venture. Clearly a guy who likes some sports memorabilia.
Yeah, listen, I've always been into it and obviously done sports business and done sports gambling. And I like to go into niches that are not really niches. I mean, this is a $500 billion annual business. Just the energy that is around everyone from 8 years old to 80 years old in this business. Can't believe you can go to a little card show around the corner from me and the auxiliary parking is mobbed. You can't even get in there. And so, you know, there's so much excitement around this space, but there really isn't a journalism outfit that is covering it. And since it's so much a part of my passion, I thought that had to be the next step in my career.
And let's start there, because one of the things we were talking about off air is Patrick Mahomes. You know, we got one of the best players ever. People love his sports memorabilia here in town. They love it everywhere around the country, around the world, because he's one of the, if not the biggest star right now in sports. But you were talking about how his card actually went down. How does he win a third Super Bowl and the value of his card goes down?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be an educational arm too. And I think, you know, the idea that this is fantasy football that we're playing, and if you believe Patrick Mahomes is going to win a Super Bowl, the Chiefs are going to win a Super Bowl, you should buy Patrick Mahomes cards. It's just not that simple. There's a lot of other factors. There's, you know, that there are people who are grading more Patrick Mahomes cards, that there might be more cards in better condition, that, you know, some of the prices might be high. And it's not just like it's going to go up if the Chiefs win a Super Bowl. And so that's kind of the thing that, you know, I want to do. I want to talk about grading. I want to talk about populations. I want to talk about some of the complex things that people don't talk about when they get into the game so that they better understand what's happening.
And it makes sense because, you know, we talk about it in terms of like when we got to the Super Bowl, like I brought it up that, you know, it was really like it was going to be a great win for whoever got it, but it was going to be a bigger loss for whoever didn't lose, because we spend all week talking about, well, this is Mahomes' third and he'll have won back to back and three out of four, and Brock Purdy will be Mr. Irrelevant, who's won a Super Bowl, and the 49ers will have won a championship. It's like we give each of them the next win. And then when one of them gets it and, like, that's it. Okay, great. You did what you were supposed to do. The other one, like, takes two steps back because we've already assessed what it will mean if they do win. So now it's like a harder thump, a harder fall when you lose. Does that make sense?
Yes. And if you look at taking it a step back, you know, people thought that Justin Herbert should be in the game, right? That it wouldn't be Brock Purdy. The card market had bet that Justin Herbert was going to be in that game. So, you know, yes, then Brock Purdy did fall. And there's a tremendous amount of speculation, which is one of the reasons why I love to collect dead people.
Yeah.
Just easier. George Washington is far from having done anything recently.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so yes. So that, you know, there's so much that comes along with, if you want to deal with modern guys, you have to monitor it every day. You really do. And there's a responsibility. And if you don't want to be kept up at night, you sometimes can't invest in guys who are erratic off the field. You know, it's different. It really is different. It's your responsibility. It's like owning a stock and having to know when the company's reporting earnings.
Exactly. And the value of that stock is based upon what the company's done, but also what they expect it to do. And when the earnings fall short of expectations, the stock goes down. And that's the same thing with Mahomes.
The overall economy, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's the overall economy, too, right? I mean, it's like what's happening in the economy. I think, you know, if young people are into Bitcoin more than others, and they're also into cards. When Bitcoin goes up, the cards are going to go up. In fact, Patrick Mahomes' cards go up more because of Bitcoin than him winning another Super Bowl. So yeah. I'm just trying to explain that it's not that simple.
Yeah, no, and part of it is, like, his card is trading now as a guy. Like, when I asked everybody at the Super Bowl, it was one of my final fours. I'll give you our final four at the end. But at the Super Bowl, I asked everybody, how many Super Bowls does Mahomes win when it's all said and done? Most of them had him winning his third later that weekend, right, on Sunday. And so they were all at kind of three, and everyone was a minimum four and as much as six. I didn't have anybody get to seven. But so now his card trades at a guy who is going to win 4 to 6. If he wouldn't win, if he doesn't win another one, even if he plays in three more conference championships, sets all kinds of statistical records, he's fallen short of the expectations, and the card will devalue. That's just the reality of it.
Yep.
You know, I want to ask you something else. One of the things, like, I collect autographed mini helmets, and I'm constantly amazed. I have a collection of every quarterback that's won a Super Bowl on an autographed mini helmet, right? And it's, you know, it's not worth that much, but it's my pride and joy. I think it's pretty cool that I've got the autograph of every quarterback. Yeah, it's a neat collection, right? And it's, you know, listen, it's not $5, but it's not millions of dollars, right? And I was able to do it. And I was always amazed as I was putting it together when I got the idea that I was going to do it, how much I was paying for a guy who just won it versus what I could get. You know, Bart Starr was still alive. Everyone I bought was alive. And when I bought Bart Starr's, I think it was like $150. And, you know, meanwhile, like a guy who just, like, Joe Flacco wins it, that's going for $500.
Yeah, because it's the current demand. You know, I mean, one of the most interesting stories I ever did was, you know, in 2005 was like the first year people used to collect team signed World Series baseballs. Team wins, even if it wasn't done during the season, afterwards, all the teams get together, sign a baseball, and, you know, it would cost $400 or $500. You can get a team signed World Series champs baseball. 2005, the White Sox win, and, like, there's a couple White Sox guys holding out. And ever since that year, with the exception of the 2016 Cubs, which cost an arm and a leg, you know, maybe $2,000, they really got them together there. But, like, you can't expect to get team signed baseballs anymore because it's not affordable with the way that some players are going to hold out for money.
Yeah. We're talking right now to Darren Revelle. His new company, CLLC.com, collect.com. You can check it out if you're into the memorabilia industry. Darren, also legendary sports business reporter. I want to hit you on a couple of things. One, what is the monetary value? What will it mean moving forward that the women's championship game, which we pointed out, listen, it's a great accomplishment. I bring this up not to run it down, but there's a difference between being on ESPN and ABC and being on TNT and TBS. But regardless, 4 million plus more viewers than the men's championship.
They were at 3 o'clock during the day, though, too.
Yes, so, I mean, true.
You could then go back and say they had They were 3 o'clock during the day. I think it's probably apples to apples at this point.
Okay, so what does that mean for the growth and the value of women's college sports, particularly basketball, with these schools now?
Well, obviously, it suggests that it can happen because it did. I think the women's game is a hell of a lot better than it was. I think that, you know, three pointers and the way these girls play is different from the older games. But whether it is going to translate to another year of college or whether it will translate to another year in the WNBA, who knows? The WNBA is a hard one. That's why I mean, people ripped me, but I selfishly kind of just said, I don't think it's a great move for Caitlin Clark to not go back to Iowa. I think she should. She's going to make $76,000 in WNBA, and she'd still be able to do all the endorsements. And we've seen at the WNBA level, Diana Taurasi and, just name them all, Elena Deladon, Sue Bird. There's been great people. Is Caitlin Clark so much more, above their level? Now, yes, they're going to sell out every single first appearance of her on the Indiana Fever everywhere on the road, but it's going to be hard to augment the WNBA, I think.
In that, and I think maybe she's a victim of, I think you're taking it, you know, if people are ripping you, they may not like what they hear because they want to hear, everyone always wants, it's all fixed, it's all solved. You know, every problem is just one thing that we need to fix. It's just one villain that needs to be gotten rid of. Fire the coach, and now we'll win championships. And that's just not how it is. This is a building process, right? Everyone credits, and rightfully so, to a degree, rightfully so, what Magic and Bird did for the NBA. But nobody realizes, nobody seems to remember that the 1980 and 81, maybe it was only the 80, NBA Finals were not even on live television. Right? Like, you couldn't see it. They think that Magic and Bird played that game and suddenly the NBA was what it is today. That's not the case. It's a building process. This is an important brick in building up the value, the interest level in women's basketball, but it doesn't mean that they're all caught up.
Yep. That's exactly right. And we have to see. I mean, we have to see what's going to happen here. Does Caitlin Clark, just translate into viewership everywhere? I would say there's also a marketability problem. Jordan, what's more marketable, winning a WNBA title or for the women, winning a WNBA title or winning a NCAA title?
NCAA now, yeah.
Yes, I don't think there's a question there. Yeah. I just don't.
But hopefully what this does is bring some of the college fans. Listen, we have a problem with that here in Kansas City. With KU basketball is wildly popular. KU fans love their players, and many of them can't tell you where any of the former Jayhawks play, other than perhaps Joel Embiid.
Right.
It's just the nature of it. So, this builds to it. It adds it. I'm curious. We're talking to Darren Revelle here in the program. I'm curious what your thoughts are when you hear about the move of John Calipari to Arkansas. And the NIL money, Arkansas's got way more in NIL money. Everyone I talk to in the game that are involved, hands-on involved in the NIL world, tell me that all the numbers that are thrown around are all high. They said, if you want a rule of thumb, take any number you hear and at least divide it by two. And, every number is like half as big as what people say. How big is the NIL game right now in your mind?
I mean, it's big if you just look at the fact that a coach went from USC, for God's sakes, to SMU. Mm-hmm. There are some schools that are crushing like I think Arkansas probably has a better NIL situation than Kentucky. So I think we came out of the gate saying every school is going to have a great NIL situation. Every big school, and the bigger the school, the greater their NIL is. It depends how much they're organized. There's a fight between giving to the school and giving to the NIL. And so you have these situations where an SMU maybe stands out over a USC. And maybe that manifests itself not only in the recruits and the people who go to the transfer portal, but also the coaches. So it's very interesting. It didn't shake out like everyone thought it was. And by the way, it has nothing to do with what we thought, which was, now they're going to get money for video games and jerseys and autographs. I mean, that's not people. We're not even sniffing that.
Yeah, yeah, because they're getting $600 from the video games,
exactly.
Right? I mean, that's yeah. But that's what opened the door, and now everybody runs through it. That's the reality. When you open the door to things, you know, it is interesting to me. You know, you hear the Tyson Chicken family, the family that owns Tyson Chicken. You know, they're a big booster at Arkansas. You know, we know the Walton family, the Walmart family. They're big boosters at Arkansas. So you get it. But I watch Kansas. I mean, Kansas has several, you know, nobody knows who David Booth is outside of Kansas in the business world. People don't know who Cliff Illig is. People don't know who the Anderson family are. But they're all billionaires, and they all give money to Kansas athletics. I always assumed there was a group of billionaires like that for Kentucky. Am I wrong, or is it a case
there's
of
one guy? There's like one guy.
Really?
You know, there's sometimes and then again, as I say, there is a big fight with what's going on. There's a big fight between giving money to the school and giving money to NIL, and sometimes they're not lockstep with each other. And you know, that becomes an issue. What am I getting? And obviously with NIL, you have the resetting of, you know, it depends on who you are. Like, you know, I'm a Northwestern grad and we developed someone good. We got Boo Booey back. We had to pay him much more than he would have to get paid anywhere else. But often now in the transfer portal, everyone's up. And I think if there is more pressure on some of these coaches like Coach Cal, because if someone is at Kentucky and they don't have a good year, you know, they're gone too. And all this is without the NCAA, obviously. The NCAA takes a step back as NIL comes out. They have a restricted earnings case, so they really can't get into the business of restricting anyone. And now the NCAA is not even enforcement anymore. And now we're talking about, you know, power 70 schools. And I mean, I think where we're heading is where people joked about before, where you have people who are playing for a school and they actually don't attend the school. They're just wearing their colors and their name.
Yeah. The one thing I look at,
it seems like we're going there.
It does. It does feel that way. The one thing I look at Kentucky and I wonder is, are there money people sitting on their hands because they've never had to do that? And it's like, okay, we'll build the building or whatever. Now they're being asked to give cash. And like, no, we're Kentucky. You should want to come here. And are they going to have to be, you know, knocked off their perch to wake up? I don't know.
Well, that's a question. Is there a kind of hierarchy shift here? By the way, I thought Cal's speech was like unassailable in terms of like, what coach has ever said, you guys, you know, should get a fresh look from someone? It's pretty hard to shoot that down and be like, no, you should stay. I mean, his words were perfectly calculated.
Yeah, they made it pretty clear they were ready to move on. But now, guess what? Be careful what you wish for, right? If not him, then who? And we'll see if they can do better than Calipari. Darren, I want to ask you about this. UConn was begging to get into the ACC back in the day when Syracuse and Pitt joined. Boston College said no because they didn't like, you know, they didn't have these dealings. So the ACC didn't get UConn. Now the ACC is about ready to break up. Their biggest football members want to leave. UConn, when they couldn't get into the
ACC. Isn't that wild? All of us were saying at the time, UConn is dead. UConn
right?
will never be able to win anything because they're not in a good conference.
Well,
I said that.
Well, and I'll go a step further. I interviewed, and I'm drawing a blank, their coach, their first coach that won the championships.
Kevin Ollie.
No, before Kevin Ollie.
What's his name?
I'll look it up. Anyway, you know, he said that at one of the Final Fours that, listen, UConn looks like a Big Ten school. And I was like, oh, interesting. Like, you can't get into the ACC, but now you think the Big Ten's going to come calling? Jim Calhoun, by the way. It just came to me.
Calhoun, yes.
And I was like, wow, that's interesting. You can't get into the ACC. And he's like, well, we didn't want the ACC. We look way more like a Big Ten school. And, you know, I don't know if they do or don't. I don't really care whether they do or don't. But I know this. The Big Ten hasn't won a championship since 2000. They've only won, like, four or five in the last 50 years and only nine total as a league. How much do the ACC and Big Ten, how much should they How much have they lost by not having a two-time champion that looks like it's just on an arrow pointed up with Dan Hurley? How big of a financial mistake was that?
It's definitely a loss. It's definitely not yet. I mean, as there's tension within the conference, you know, if you have a two-time champion, that means something. But maybe it doesn't. Like, our conference is even going to exist soon. Who knows?
Right.
I don't want to bet on anything right now because it's so up in the air.
Last question I got for you. What's Patrick Mahomes worth to the value of the Kansas City Chiefs?
I think he's probably been worth in between a half a billion and $750 million. Wow. So much more than they've paid him for sure. Easy. Great value.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. All right, Final Four time brought to you by the University of Kansas Health System. Four quickies. Darren, I'll just ask for a couple of words or a sentence on this. First of all, what's your best collectible? What do you own that you love the most? Maybe not the most valuable.
Ferris Bueller's Best.
It's what?
Ferris Bueller's Best. Ferris Bueller's Best.
Oh, wow. Holy cow, you have that?
One of one. I own the only one that Matthew Broderick wore during the film.
Oh, my God, that's absolutely fantastic. Who was your favorite player as a kid?
Gary Carter, Mets catcher.
Mets catcher. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. What is the most valuable college team?
Alabama football.
Okay. And who is the most valuable coach? Who means the most for their program right now in any sport?
Well, it was Saban. Now it is probably the coach with the... that's a hard one for me. And maybe Andy Reid.
Yeah, right?
Maybe Andy Reid. I mean, if you go through all the sports and you think about how important he is and how much a mark he has on the game, right? Like, to me, maybe, and the two titles, three titles, 4 years, like, yeah, how could you not say Andy Reid?
Darren, appreciate the time. It's great talking to you again. Tell everybody how they can check out your new company and what all is going on.
Yeah, go to collectcllct.com without the vowels, and you can check all the stories in sports collectibles, memorabilia in general. We love doing it. Day three. Check us out. Subscribe to our newsletter. Really excited to be doing this.
Darren, we're excited to talk to you. Thanks for giving us the time. We appreciate it, and best of luck with the new venture.
Thanks, Doran.
You're listening to the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Petro Siebel live at Nick and Jake's, where they are live with, that's for Bogey. I was getting excited. I'm like, that's from a long way. Maybe that's for Eagle. No, that's for Bogey.
Haven't had one yet on 13 or 15.
We have not had one yet.
We heard a cheer earlier we thought might be. It was just a nice shot.
Somebody went into the drink. That guy's having a rough day. He'll shoot for, I don't even know who that is. Be shooting for double bogey. On the hole, but get an eagle on 13 or 15. You'll hear this place erupt because everybody gets a $10 gift card to Nick and Jake's. Been meeting some new friends, by the way. Folks in from, and I've already forgot. Keith from not far, farm. Where did he say he was from?
I can't remember now. I'm at that age.
Well, anyway, Keith, if you're back in the truck, it's good meeting
you. That was
great meeting you and your lovely wife.
K-State fan.
Coming out, looking free. He's like, we haven't had an eagle yet. I'm like, I know. They don't happen all the time, but they happen, what did we get, six or seven last year?
Yes. So we thought, well, it'll happen once or twice, and it kept popping up like, is that another one?
Yeah. So come on out and enjoy. Changes on the leaderboard. Bryson DeChambeau now 7 under through 17.
That's birdie, his last three holes.
He has been absolutely on fire. At 4 under, Ryan Fox, who did hold the lead at 5 under, Byun Hyun Ahn and Danny Willett are all at 4 under. Willett's in. Fox and Hyun Ahn are at 14. So we will see. We'll keep you up to date on that.
DeChambeau has picked up 5 strokes in the last six holes. He was 2 under through 11. He's now 7 under through 17.
You can come on out and enjoy. You can win a great golf bag if you want. Not going to be giving that away. All you got to do is scan the QR code. So come over by us. You'll see the beautiful Yingling Flight Wilson golf bag. You scan the QR code and you're entered to win right there. Plus all kinds. 2 to 5 every day of the Masters at all three Nick and Jake's. That's this one. That's in Sean County on Midland Drive, Parkville. You can take advantage of the traditional Masters Eats at traditional Masters prices. 2 to 5 today through Sunday. The club, the Masters Club, $3. Ham and cheese, $2. Pimento cheese, $1.50. Egg salad, $1.50. All sandwiches come with a small side of their homemade potato chips.
So good.
These young ladies back here, there's a lot of green cellophane.
They're having a good time.
They have enjoyed all of the local, all of the traditional Masters fare. We'll have to find out. There goes, was that egg salad maybe? I'm guessing.
Nobody having more fun than they are right now.
No.
Love it.
So come on out. It's a great, great spot to enjoy the Masters. Coming up, we're going to talk some more golf. As today we got a lot of golf to cover. We'll get into some baseball later on. Bob Herrick breaking down Tiger Woods going into this tournament. He's written a new book, Drive, about Tiger Woods. We'll do that next. David Faraday, color analyst for LIV Golf, is going to be with us next hour as well. We think, planning on, he's traveling. So we're going to try to catch up with David Faraday, one of the best when it comes to the color analyst. Chiefs draft, we'll talk about that with Mark Boerichter in the 4. Jeff Passan in the 5. It's at Nick and Jake's. You come out and get one of the celebratory T-shirts. Make a great one for Masters Week and a great one for St. Patrick's Day because it's green. It's always the Masters here at Nick and Jake's.
All right, only 2 golfers in the last 50 years have won the Masters wire to wire. Name either one. Brought to you by Good Sense.